In 2008, the small town of Jaffrey completed construction on a brand new wastewater treatment plant, says Selectman Don McIsaac. It meant cleaner water for the town, but it came with a hefty price tag.
So the Jaffrey project was an $18 million project.
But voters in Jaffrey bit the bullet and paid for the plant, partly because they were told the state would be picking up about $6 million of the bill. But that didn't happen. Since 2008, funding for what's called the state aid grant program has been slashed from the budget.
In my opinion, I would say that the town would not have approved it had we not had the feeling we would get a grant. We felt we had the assurance we were going to get a state aid grant.
McIsaac says the state's unpaid portion amounts to an extra $96 a year for the average taxpayer in Jaffrey. And Jaffrey's not alone. The local government center says that there are more than 100 projects that have been completed and had their state payment deferred. All told, there are about $43 million worth of projects that haven't been given the expected grants. The chairman of the Finance Committee, Dan Weiler, says when budget priorities were laid out, these grants weren't as important as other budget items. He says if the fiscal picture changes, perhaps full funding of the state aid grants will be revisited in another budget cycle. The LGC's Tim Fortier says that since the funding was cut, fewer towns are applying for the money.
Some communities believe that the program has been closed.
The longer the communities wait to update their water infrastructure, the more those updates will eventually cost. For one, the cost of labor and materials will rise. But also, there's increasing evidence that the state's entire stormwater infrastructure might be undersized.
In seconds, it went from nothing to just the wind, the rain.
Ruth Mooney is a select woman in Belmont who attended a recent event hosted by Environment New Hampshire.
But it happened so fast. I couldn't believe it. My husband was sitting outside under a carport, and by the time he got in the house, he was drenched.
This past 4th of July, Belmont experienced a microburst, an extreme wind and rain event. A report out this week from Environment New Hampshire finds that over the past 50 years, the instance of extreme rain events has more than doubled. And Jim Rubens with the Union of Concerned Scientists explains that without improved stormwater infrastructure to handle big rainstorms, they can get very expensive.
In my town in Hanover, New Hampshire, in 2005, we had a 20-minute microburst that wiped out $1.5 million worth of roads. And the taxpayers in my town saw a town portion property tax increase of 10% 2 years running to repair those roads.
State aid grants most often deal with wastewater improvements, but with heavy rainfall events becoming more common, that focus could shift to stormwater. And to update an aging stormwater infrastructure, New Hampshire towns and cities will need all the help they can get. The Department of Environmental Services has estimated that the cost of updating infrastructure like culverts and catch basins could approach $1 billion. And the local government center's Tim Fortier notes that getting taxpayers to pony up for these expenses is not easy.
Because it is an invisible layer of infrastructure, they're not as transparent as potholes on roads or bridges.
And without the promise of a 20% helping hand from the state, that type of investment might be even harder to sell to voters. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.